You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle with your host, Shakita. She'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. I am so excited. Happy Friday and happy October to you. Guys, I am so excited about this episode. I am your host, Shakita. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Living Unapologetically podcast. Yay! We only have 3 months left before we go into 2020. And this episode is titled Season of Self-Growth because self-growth is so important. And I want you guys, I know you guys are working on some incredible things right now, and I want you to finish this year strong. So I created some steps, 3 steps to help you end this year stronger than ever. My prayer is that 2021 is your best year. In spite of how it started, I pray that God literally takes over, and that the end of this year, the latter of this year, is going to be greater than the former, the beginning of this year. So I'm excited, guys. Let's go ahead and dive right into it. First, let me start off by saying, if you like the podcast, share it with your friends. You can leave a review. I'm so excited. I've been getting so much positive feedback about this podcast, and it has truly, truly blessed me. And so I'm so excited about it. And so I just want to thank you all. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you so much for just listening. I'm really, really excited about all of it. Okay, guys. So I actually put in a lot of work with this episode. So I have some amazing information for you all. And so let's go ahead and get started, okay? My first step to focus on just a season of self-growth, a season just of you, so that you can develop yourself. You want to, the first thing you want to do is focus on personal development. I feel like as humans, as believers, as people, we should never ever stop growing. We don't want to get to a place where we're stagnant. We want to get to a place where we're always growing, we're always learning, right? And so the very first step is going to be focus on personal development. So let me give you the definition of self-growth. Simply stated, self-growth is a desire to become a better version of oneself every day. It's a timeless pursuit. Self-growth refers to a lifelong process to improve one's own. So this mission, so it's almost a mission, right? Self-growth is your desire to be a better version of yourself day in and day out. You are constantly focusing just not on, you know, because I believe there are components to your personal development. I believe you have to focus on your emotions. I believe you have to focus on your mental health. I believe you have to focus on your spiritual. I believe that you have to focus on your social. You know, there's a social component to us. And I also believe that there's a physical. Well, obviously, there's a physical component that we have to maintain. So when I talk about personal development, I talk about your emotions. I'm talking about your mental. I'm talking about your physical. I'm talking about your spiritual, right? And I'm talking about your social. So I'm talking about these different components of your life, and that you are going to focus on that. You want to focus on your emotional health. You want to focus on your mental health. You want to focus on your physical health. And how do you do that? I find that maybe you you can study, if you want to, you know, go back to school or learn a language or learn a new skill, learn a profitable skill. You know, things are changing rapidly, right? Ask God where He wants you to be, right? And so that you can not so like ride the next wave, but figure out what's going to be next so you can be there already. Find a high quality skill that you can learn and that you can definitely make profitable, and you can start studying for it now. So find a course maybe, or a high value course. You can take a class, you know, learn a different language, right? You could definitely work on reading more books. And if you don't like to read so much, do an audiobook, you know, and you can do books on personal development. You can do books on this business that you might think about starting, or this new skill that you want to create. You know, maybe take a cooking class. There are so many things that you can do that will challenge your mind, right? And you can also work on just doing different things physically. Set goals for yourself, you know, work out, right? Eat cleaner, right? Become a better version of yourself, like your lifestyle. You want to focus on your lifestyle. You know, how much are you consuming? How much, you know, dairy are you consuming? Or how much meat do you eat? You know, things like that. I don't know, like for you, I definitely don't eat meat, but a lot of people do. And so that's why I say, how much meat do you eat? Because I don't eat meat, but some people do, right? And so it's like, you want to be able to look at some of these things because they definitely impact your life over time. If you keep eating the wrong foods over time, it's going to catch up to you. If you keep having really bad, poor habits over time, that's going to catch up to you. If your emotions are always out of whack and you're always up and down and you're so moody, that's going to catch up to you, because you're going to be a person no one wants to be around. And then you're going to become a person that you may not even want to be around. So you definitely have to check that, right? And so I think that this is the greatest season to focus on your personal development. You know, build that confidence for that promotion that you're seeking. You know what I'm saying? Take some classes, even if it's just for fun, maybe an acting class, right? Find something that you would like to do, and then also find something that's going to sharpen your mind. You know, instead of playing music while you're driving, listen to a productive podcast or listen to an inspiring audiobook, right? Because those things are going to help you. There's so much wisdom in books. The more you read, right, or the more audiobooks you listen to, you're gaining all that wisdom and all that knowledge. Like, you're feeding your brain with wisdom and knowledge, and it's a beautiful thing to really feed your brain. It's so beautiful. And I share this with you guys all the time, how I never knew how much I love to read. I've read literally, I want to say, 12 books in the past 3 months. A lot of them have been spiritually, but they have helped my mind expand so much. I've read Woman Evolved. I read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I've read Healing the Soul of a Woman, Rules of Engagement, How Successful People Think. I read just recently The Battlefield of the Mind, and I read When Women Pray. And lately, I've read the book by Erica Campbell, More Than Pretty. I mean, there's just been so, I love reading. I love to read. I read in the morning when I wake up, and I read before bed, and I literally have a book. But audiobooks are really, really good. So I just want to continue to encourage you to keep gaining wisdom, keep gaining knowledge, and of course, to feed our spiritual man. We know that's our prayer time. We know that's our devotion time with God. We know that's attending, you know, service, that's fellowshipping with the body of Christ, your discipleship classes or your leadership classes, or whatever classes your church community offer, that you're showing up for that as well. Spending time with God, praying to God, being alone with God, seeking God, right? That is extremely important, the most important of all, right? Make sure that you keep balance with personal development, because you are trying to keep in mind your focus on your emotions, your mental health, your spiritual, your focus on your physical and your social. And we all know with social, you know, love your friends, right? Be the example. There are so many definitions that I can give for social development, but it's pretty self-explanatory. You really have to work on being a better person. If you're having issues in your relationships or you're having issues with communication, take a class. Go on YouTube. You really have to invest in yourself. Make some time to go on YouTube for 10 minutes and listen to some affirmations to make you more social. Listen to some affirmations to make you more friendly. Like, take advantage of the resources that you have. You know, YouTube is a powerful resource. They have so much information there. So take advantage of that. Okay, guys, step number two. Focus on productivity. I want to share this quote with you. This is a quote from Tony Robbins, and it says, "Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible." It's really important that you focus on becoming productive. And one way that you can become productive is by setting goals. Setting goals are very, very important. And you want to make sure that when you're setting goals, you are setting what we call SMART goals. You know, they're specific, they're measurable, they're obtainable, they're realistic, and they're timely, right? You want to set SMART goals. You want to make sure your goals are very, very smart and that they are clear, right? And you want to look at your goals. I was listening to a motivational speech the other day, and this man talked about how he wrote all his goals down and he looked at them every morning and every night before bed. So you write down your long-term goals, your short-term goals, and you review them. You review them. But it's even good to set daily goals. It's good to set daily goals, goals that you can set every single day, even if it is just, hey, I'm going to call a friend today, or I'm going to do laundry today, or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z today. Get into the habit of setting a goal. You know, when I go to the gym, I'm going to run, you know, 4 miles today. And when I get to that 4 mile and I push myself to hit that 4 mile because I know that that is my goal, I come home and I cross it off, right? So getting into the habit of setting SMART goals, making sure your goals are clear, making sure you know what your end result is going to be or what you want your end result to look like, and focus on how you're managing your time, right? Because another part of goal setting and time management, they go hand in hand. You want to make sure that you are managing your time wisely, especially because we only have 3 more months left in 2021. You have goals that you have to meet. There are things that you want to come out of 2022 haven't already accomplished. You want to be doing the work now. And if you don't have a huge project, you want to get in the habit of just getting ready, positioning yourself for the bigger, what's going to be coming along next. You want to be able to manage the things that are getting ready to come into your life. You want to be a good steward of whatever God has for you in this new season. And so being able to manage your time, and a big thing about time management is making sure that you are distraction free, right? Making sure that you are limiting your distractions and that you are more so interruption driven. So what that means is, if I know I have a project, or I know I have to respond to emails, or I know I have to record, or I have to write, I'm making sure my phone is on do not disturb. I'm making sure that everything is situated so I can get my work done without having any distractions. I will never ever start a project with my phone on. I would never do any work with my phone on. because it opens the door for distraction. I have to make sure that I am focused and ready to do my work, and I eliminate as many distractions as possible. And I encourage you to really, you know, minimize distractions. Make sure that you are. I know sometimes it's inevitable. Children will do things, or life happens, but I really schedule around my children so I could minimize distractions. I want to be where I'm working and I'm not interrupted, right? And I want to avoid what we call decision fatigue, constantly making decisions from the time, especially if you have a big project. Because what happens is, if you're making so many decisions from the time you wake up to, you know, the time you go to bed, and let's say you have some late night work, your brain, your mind is going to be so fatigued that when it's time to make a huge decision, you may not have the energy. So I don't do a lot of decision making. I literally try to stick to the same thing every day. Like, I literally try to stick to, I do my meal plans, because that takes the what's for breakfast, what's for lunch, what's for dinner. I don't like to think about that, right? I try to put my thoughts into things much more bigger. How am I going to funnel this client into this? You know what I'm saying? Like, my thoughts are a little bit different now. So I try not to always make decisions. Just my mind is so tired because I'm deciding this and I'm deciding that and I'm deciding this and this and that. I try to keep things as simple as possible. Another thing that you have to consider when you're focusing on productivity is your finances, right? Our financial health is extremely important to our life. We want to make sure that our financial, emotionally, that we have really good accounts, we have really good credit, we have our savings, right? We have a financial plan, and that we have a budget, right? That we're going into 2022 with a budget. If we don't have a budget and a schedule going into 2022, this is the best time to have one, to create one. Create a schedule, create a budget, start to be mindful of your finances, start to be mindful of your credit and your spending. You have to make sure your spending is in check, because all this matters. This really, really all matters, right? So that's number two, focusing on your goal setting, setting smart, clear goals, focusing on your time management, making sure that when you are working on projects, you are in a distraction free zone. You are like interruption driven, right? And you're not overwhelming yourself with decisions all throughout the day. And the third thing is going to be, get out of your comfort zone. I do something every single day that's going to like scare me in a good way. It's not like insane, but I do something every day that scares me, right? Do something every day that scares you, because if you are in your comfort zone, 9 times out of 10, you're very, very comfortable and you're stagnant. I really hate to say it. You have to challenge yourself. In order for you to grow as a person, you have to go out and do those things that you are oftentimes afraid to do, right? Because fear is just simply the unknown. You don't want to approach this person because you are fear. You're in fear that she or he may reject you. You don't want to do a joint venture with this business because you are fearful that they may reject you. You don't want to reach out to this person and invite them on your podcast or invite them to a seminar because you fear that they may say no, right? But what if they say yes, right? You have to be able to step outside of your comfort zone. You have to be able to do things that are gonna, that they're gonna scare you, right? Reasonable though, guys. I don't want you guys saying, well, you know, I heard Shakita say that we should do something that's going to scare us, so I did this. And no, I mean reasonable, using wisdom, stepping outside of your comfort zone, doing something that you wouldn't normally do, right? Because that's where the greatness on the inside of you is going to come from. You stepping out of yourself, you stepping out of the box. Like, living unapologetically is literally because you are living with the gifts that God has given you, right? You're not letting the world tell you how to live. So we're not living in fear. We're not afraid of stuff, right? So we're stepping out on faith. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We're stepping out on faith and we're reaching reaching out to whoever God is telling us to reach out to, right? We're working with whoever God is telling us to work with, right? Those are some of the things that we're doing. And so it's just so important that we are learning to recognize those things that scare us, the things that we're fearful of, and we're going to tackle it, whether it be all at once or little by little. Right? So in conclusion, guys, I'm praying that for the next 3 months, the next 12 weeks, that you make a commitment to self-growth, right? You make a commitment. You got to commit to wanting a better you for 2022. You got to commit to wanting a better life, a lifestyle, creating a better lifestyle for yourself. Because if you co-labor with Christ, He is definitely going to take you to places in life that you could only dream of, like places you can only dream about being at. Like God can definitely open great doors for you, but you have to be disciplined. You have to be a good steward, right? And so you have to be able to expect nothing but the best. You have to know that God wants the best for you. He wants the best for your life. You have to have a positive attitude. You just never know what the people around you may be going through, and you may be the only light. You may be the only Jesus. You may be the only Bible they'll ever see, right, guys? So let's focus. Let's take the next 3 months and really focus on, you know, developing a better version of who we are. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with who you are today, but I'm saying that for the next 3 months, if you focus on yourself, if you focus on these areas, you're going to go into 2022 a better person. I've been focusing on self-development for the past year, and I have seen tremendous results. Everyone around me has honestly seen tremendous results. And so that's why I wanted to come here and share this with you all, because I believe in you guys. Like, I know that you guys have incredible, first of all, I know that God has an incredible plan for all of us. But I know if we're willing to put in the work, greater, right? So just to sum it up in conclusion, step one, focus on your personal development. Focus on your emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual life, your spirit, man. Focus on your social, your relationships, right? And focus on your physical. And I mentioned, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, the things that you can do to focus on each one. Step two, focus on your productivity. How are you spending your time? How are you managing your time? What does your budget, your finances look like? How are you spending your money? And what type of goals are you setting? Are you reaching your goals? Are you monitoring your goals? Are you committed to seeing your goals being reached, right? And three, step out of your comfort zone. Step out. Do something every day that scares you. Do something every day that's different. Do something every day that is out of the ordinary, guys. And I promise you, for the next 90 days, if you gave yourself all you had, if you really worked on you, you won't even recognize yourself. You won't even recognize yourself for the next 90, the next, what is it, 90 days? Yeah. You will go into 2022 empowered, disciplined, right? Creative, focused, driven, right? And it is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I'm very, very excited about 2022. I just can't even really put into words about how excited I am, guys. I'm very, very excited. But I pray that this podcast has blessed you. And I pray that, of course, you leave this podcast feeling a lot better than you did when you initially came on. Guys, I'm so excited about God and what He's doing. I pray that your October is extremely blessed. Happy fall. And I'm so excited about God and all that He is doing in each and every one of our lives. And I will talk to you guys next Friday. Bye, guys. Take care.
Also, don't forget to check out Shakita's latest book, Renew Your Mind Challenge, which includes 21 days of scripture, affirmations, and journal prompts. And it's available now on Amazon Kindle. You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram at @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.